Ah, fuck it, I'm not done. Alright, I need to elaborate even more. Basically, what I, here's a good example. I'm going tonight, I'm taking my mom to see Cat Power, okay? And Cat Power is a very well-respected singer-songwriter, piano-playing, very light music. She has a bluesy, you know, southern blah, blah, blah. And I play punk rock. And there are different genres. And one genre is way more respected in the critical community than the other. You know, there's no doubt that if you make a good Matador Records album that's, you know, that contains a lot of sultry vocals and your female vocalist who has an amazing voice, you're going to probably garner better reviews than some dude screaming and playing raw, nasty music. That's just the way the world is. But as a musician, I'm willing to admit that if I do what I'm supposed to do within my genre limitations extremely well, then what I make is just as valid as anything Grizzly Bear makes or whatever. That's my point. And Ryan Johnson, I think he understands, and I'm probably just being an idiot. I just don't want him to continue to believe that he's living in the shadows, because he's after Looper, I think he's becoming as great as his idols in his own right now, because there's a lot of stuff in this film that implies that he's beyond maybe what I saw in Brick. Anyway, that's that point. Jeff, yeah, the TK stuff's stupid, but I think it's just unnecessary. I don't know. It didn't add anything to the story. It just made it kind of, come on, just made it kind of weird for me. But yeah, all right, I'll boo you later.